If you want to know anything about handling people, you better know about ARC. And all you really have to know is that when any corner of this triangle deteriorates, the other two corners deteriorate. That's really all you have to know. And to raise any two corners of this triangle, you only have to raise one. So that if you enter a problem, you could take the affinity contained in it and raise it upscale. You could take the agreement in it, the reality, and raise it upscale. Or you could take the communication and raise it upscale, and you would get an upscale manifestation for the other two parts. If we raise communication, we'll immediately raise the level of affinity and raise the level of agreement. If we raise the level of agreement, we will immediately raise communication and affinity. But beware, there is a point where we raised too high and it all goes boom. Only it doesn't go boom. It doesn't even disappear with a whimper. It just suddenly disappears. We would just get it gone. You see, we've raised affinity so high that all points could coincide with all points, and that we would have nothing left in terms of a distance, and therefore we would have no agreement because we'd all be on the same consideration, and so we wouldn't have anything even vaguely resembling, well, we'd have some serenity maybe, with no space or location or anything else. That's the top of the ARC triangle. But in finite living, this is quite useful as a triangle. And we see individuals depressing on this triangle. We see an individual who is cutting his communication line. You walk in, you say, hello, how are you? Silence. Where is his A? It's right there with that silence. Where is his agreement? Where's that reality? Boy, he doesn't have much reality. He's liable to think the strangest things about you. He's just got through looking at you. And now he's sure that you were wearing a gray flannel suit with long pants. You're a girl. You were wearing an evening gown. And there's where hallucination comes in. He doesn't communicate, so he can't duplicate, so there's no agreement. See? If we got a total blank every time we tried to greet somebody, we could size him up immediately, and that is his as-isness about life. We should never make a mistake about that. If a person is very, very mean to you, the chances are they don't know you. That's the best chance in the world that they don't know you. They're very mean to you. How could you guarantee they don't know you? Well, that's very, very obvious. For the excellent reason that ARC added up together comprise knowingness. And out of affinity, reality, and communication, you can actually derive, I won't bother to do this for you, but you could actually derive every mathematics there is. And this is understanding, which expands and expands and expands and becomes more knowing and more knowing and more knowing. You can be further and further from things and know what they're all about, in other words. More knowing and more knowing and more knowing and total affinity and brotherhood with the universe. What universe? See, right there. All right. Of course they wouldn't understand you if they were mean to you. It demonstrates that these three things, when depressed very low, certainly down to the level of resentment or antagonism and so forth, contain very little understanding. And the least understanding there is when all three points, it really just the two points of source point and receipt point, have dwindled and deteriorated down to this minute distance, which can't close to zero. And that's stupidity. To end all stupidity, it takes place right there. This fellow will know nothing.